The Cat, the Mountain Goat, and the Fox.
This Puerto Rican tale tells of a lazy cat which has all the other animals looking after her by bringing her things to eat and drink. When a mountain goat arrives and learns of her problem, he wants to find a cure. The fox, a new animal to the area, soon figures out a solution. Once upon a time, there's a cat who complained all the time.
My fur is dry and brittle. I cannot leave my house to look for food.
All the animals knew she wasn't well, so they helped her. One day, Pig and Horse stopped to see her.
How do you feel today?
Just the same, and my food is running low.
I have some food in my pan. I'll bring it to you.
I will help Pig bring the food.
Pig and Horse helped Cat every day by bringing her food and things to drink. All the other animals helped too. Every day they came and brought food.
I hope you are feeling better today. Here is something to eat. I hope you are feeling better. Here is something to drink.
Cat ate and slept more and more each day. Cat was very happy. Everything would have been fine if it had not been for Mountain Goat. Cat told Mountain Goat about her illness. Come live with me on the mountain. The cool wind will be good for you. It will make you healthy.
It'll blow off all my fur. Don't you have something else to offer?
I can't think of anything, but all the animals are having a meeting tonight. Maybe they will think of something.
What animals?
I am not sure, but it doesn't matter. Leave everything to me. Goodbye.
Mountain Goat went down to the meeting. The meeting had started and Dog was telling all the animals about a new animal, a fox, which have arrived in the area. It is my pleasure to introduce...
Mountain Goat arrived.
Why are you late?
I met a little cat on my way here and she's so sick that...
That is no excuse.
But she needs our help.
What if you came down off your mountaintop more often? You would know we are looking after her already. We are taking her food so she is never hungry.
Food is not enough. She needs a cure so she can go out in the sunshine and play. Have you thought of a cure?
No. Dog wished the goat would stop talking because he didn't want to look like a fool in front of the fox, the new animal.
Then we should think of one. All the animals knew she... All the animals began to talk to each other and give suggestions for a cure.
Maybe if she ate more grain, it would help. Maybe she should only drink water from the sparkling stream at the tip of the mountain.
Fox, the new arrival, began to think about Cat's situation.
There's something strange going on here. Dry little fur, lots of food without working. Wait, the little cat is not sick, she's lazy. Dog, may I offer you a suggestion?
Certainly.
I'm experienced in things like this. I believe I can help you, little friend. If your little friend comes to my house tomorrow, I will cure her.
Wonderful!
She'll be so happy.
Mountain Goat, will you go and tell her?
Mountain Goat went back to Cat's house and told her what Fox had said.
Nonsense.
He is
you new. Know there are no foxes here.
He is new in the area.
Then go back and tell him I can't come.
Why not?
I like 2 weeks to get there.
I will carry you on my back.
There was nothing to do but to get on Goat's back. Cat hung on a while. Mountain Goat ran down the hill to find Fox. Fox stood by a tree and was holding a sack. Cat slid off the Mountain Goat's back and landed right in front of Fox.
Greetings. Inside this sack is your cure, but you must listen carefully. There's a piece of roast beef in the bottom of the bag. You must follow my directions. Go down this road to the very end. Whenever you feel a bit hungry, open the sack and eat a little piece, but only a little piece. This meat has to last you until you reach the end of the road. Go and good luck.
Cat hardly listened to Fox. The only thing she heard was that there was a piece of roast beef in the sack. She loved roast beef. She started going down the road with amazing speed. Fox She told me she could not walk. She has fooled us.
Fox said nothing, and Mountain Goat ran off to tell all the other animals. Cat ran as fast as she could to the end of the road and opened the sack. When she did, two rabbits jumped out and chased her. Cat ran and ran, scrambled up a tree, and climbed it till she reached the top.
A drop of water from a tree leaf fell on her paw. She looked at her paw and saw that her fur was fluffy and soft.
Roast beef indeed, it was all that running.
Cat stayed in the tree all night, and the next morning she went to a new village to start a new life.
My name is Aaron, and I played parts as rooster and chicken.
My name is Megan, and I played parts narrator one and dog.
My name is Ben, and I play characters fox and pig.
My name is Aaron, I play characters horse and cat.
My name